from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. In for Rachel Miro, I'm Penny Nelson. Janet Napolitano is now the president-elect of the University of California. The UC Board of Regents confirmed her controversial appointment yesterday during a raucous meeting in San Francisco. Student activists, many of whom are undocumented immigrants themselves, disrupted the confirmation proceeding with yelling and chanting. They say the Secretary of Homeland Security cannot represent the interests of all students, given her record of deporting undocumented immigrants. Napolitano countered those attacks after her confirmation hearing, saying she will work hard to win the trust of students.
We're in the business of education, and I will be an advocate for that. I will be an advocate in Sacramento. I will be an advocate in Washington, D.C. I want them to feel like they have in me a leader who wants the University of California to be a welcoming place for them.
Napolitano becomes the first female to take the reins of the 10-campus system. Her salary stands at $575,000, slightly less than her predecessor, Mark Udoff. Napolitano will become UC's 20th president in September. As the University of California prepares for a new president, the dean of its top engineering college is airing his grievance that the public university has failed to meet the national and global demand for high-tech talent. Take a look at college grads worldwide, and in the U.S., engineers are 4%, in Europe they're 12%, and in Asia, 19%. The engineering dean at UC Berkeley says he's stuck rejecting hundreds of qualified students because he cannot afford to train them. KQED's Arthi Shahani reports.
UC Berkeley has America's premier public program in engineering, on par with Stanford and MIT. It routinely turns out graduates like Erin Davis. Davis is quitting her job as a cashier for a new gig with an investment firm in Portland.
They have, you know, massive portfolios for very rich clients, and I'm doing operations, sort of implement the research team's ideas, basically industrial engineering 221.
Are you going to make a lot of money?
About 55 a year. Not like amazing, but I'm pleased with it. Better than 850 an hour, man. Anything's better than 850 an hour.
According to President Barack Obama, grads like Davis are in short supply across the country. 2 years ago, the president and his jobs council challenged engineering colleges to produce 10,000 more graduates a year. UC Berkeley's Dean of Engineering, Shankar Sastry, wants his university to answer that national call.
Because the business community is saying, give us more engineers. The students are saying, more of us want to study engineering. So the challenge is for us to provision the demand and to be able to meet it.
Sastry is frustrated because his department only admits 700 uber-qualified applicants a year, most with perfect 4.0 grade point averages, a handful with meager 3.6s.
There's roughly twice as many students who would meet all of these extremely high GPA requirements that we were not able to admit.
Sastry has managed to increase the total number of engineering graduates by about 17% in the last 5 years by doing more with less. He's had to cut 4 faculty in that same period of time and says it's not possible to squeeze in any more students. Sastry says it's time for Berkeley's administration to set budget priorities. Market demand for his students is high, and California's been cutting support for higher education radically since 1990. So budget cuts are no excuse. They're a constant.
Public schools have been too preoccupied with guaranteeing their existence while guaranteeing their survival, so to speak, while these demands have been changing.
Berkeley Provost George Breslauer declined a recorded interview. The provost emailed to make 2 important points. First, lots of science and math classes are seeing a sudden surge in demand. It's not just engineering. And second, the administration is adding introductory classes and instructors to meet these sudden surges. Daniel Mote is the incoming head of the National Academy of Engineering, which has advised Obama's Jobs Council. Mote does not take a position on the Berkeley conflict, but he does say there's an important homework assignment here.
The question the provost has to address is whether these fluctuations are longstanding or whether they're just temporary because of some particular surge in interest. It's only short term, maybe a year or two.
Mote believes things like IT and cybersecurity aren't fads, and that the U.S. is falling behind other countries in training our share of the global workforce. look at engineers as a proportion of all college grads.
And in fact, the one country in the world that closely matches the United States is Mozambique.
It's hard for large institutions to pivot and suddenly choose one sector of the economy over another. But that's exactly what Purdue University out in Indiana is doing. Purdue plans to add 700 students over the next 5 years, which far outpaces Berkeley. Engineering Dean Leah Jamison says that means adding lots of teaching jobs.
Approximately 100, 105, 107 faculty.
Jamison is raising $150 million from alums and companies, and her administration is matching that because they've decided engineering is a pinnacle of pride for the school. Jamison says schools like Berkeley may have a hard time setting priorities.
They're universities where the greatest pride is in being extraordinarily good at everything or almost everything. And in many times, that's a great thing. Maybe just not right now.
The last time the UC system had a concerted plan to grow its engineering department, or science or technology or math, was back in 2005. The UC president's office says there's no new plan in the works. And that leaves it up to industrious types like Professor Carl Van Bibber to hustle for their interests. Van Bibber witnessed his department lose faculty due to budget cuts. This year, he lobbied hard for the university to add not one, but two new faculty to nuclear engineering.
They said, go for it, and this is mortgaged against your future hiring. But that's okay. Who is it who said, I'll gladly give you a dollar tomorrow on Tuesday for a hamburger today? It was Wimpy. So that's right. It's like that.
Wimpy is the roly-poly character from that old cartoon, Popeye the Sailor Man. He hustles people into buying him burgers, an unflattering analogy for the staffing strategy of a premier public university. For the California Report, I'm Aarti Shahani.
And that's the California Report for Friday, July 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Seal Muller and Howard Gelman. The directors are Paul Ancour, Vinnie Tong, and Susie Racho. Our interns are Carly Naren and Rachel Marcus. The editing staff includes Erica Kelly, Kat Snow, and Tyke Hendricks. Our producer is Nina Thorson. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children, and URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com.